midway through the game there was, hey, we need to work it inside more. We haven't got it inside. But
yeah. Three of their guards have scored. So Dunnick and Israel are the two post players that have scored. It's just been a free throw for Israel since. So they really have to make sure they take care of, well, Earl had a free throw, too.
And just want to read to let you know that we appreciate that the Thumb Cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried. I'm sorry, the cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, and without them, we'd be unable to bring you this broadcast. Also, this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved, no reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. When we come back, we will let you know what we think or what Coach Shock here thinks the Bearcats are going to need to do to win this game and what Cassidy's players are going to have to step up. We'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a Fast-Track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-Track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Talk of the thumb. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Cass City High School, where the halftime break is winding down. The Bearcats are coming out on the floor. They have the lead 22-20. Bailey, what's Cass City got to do here to get to win this game and move on to Wednesday night?
I think they need to put a little more pressure on the guards before they get into their half-court set. I think they haven't really pressured, and I'll tell you what, we've seen Cassidy play some great defense too, but I think that when they let them get into that half-court set, Hubley has so many more weapons. You know, they've got those two huge post players that they have to deal with, so now we're seeing pressure by Hubley in the half-court.
And we start off, and right away, Ketterer looks to take it to Hubley's big, and he's making it right from the top of the key down and in, and he runs into Josh White. Josh White's going to pick up his first foul, and Ketter's going to go to the line. And I think that's a great move for Kansas City to come out and bring it to him.
Yeah, you know what? What do you do when you have pressure? Attack it. Attack the pressure. You want it to go away, because if you don't, they'll keep bringing it.
And at the half, it's USA 35, Bad Axe 14. And that first shot by Ketter was no good, but he makes the second one. 22-21, Aubrey with the lead.
Who was that foul on again?
That foul was on Josh White, his first.
Okay.
Team's first. Aubrey with the ball. They feed it into White. He tries to get it to Glaza, cutting back door. Glaza gets it down by his feet, but he picks it up.
Yep.
And he goes up for the shot, and it's going to be against
Dunnick.
He picks up his second foul.
That's that classic big guy, little guy thing.
Yeah, Josh White couldn't believe that Glaser was wide open there, and he threw him the ball right at his ankles. Although maybe it was the post player getting even with the guards for all the times they throw it into those big.
Well, I know what I look at is big players almost always get called for a foul against the little player, even if they don't make contact straight up.
Yeah, Dunnick didn't think he did, but I'll tell you what, he brushed up against Glaser's body more so than he thought he did. Glaser's shot, both of them are no good. Dunnick chases down the rebound. He pushes up the court to Varney. Varney gets it at the half-court line here, and I'll be faked the press there, and everybody fell back into their man-to-man here.
Man-to-man.
Varney goes over to the right side. They are going from right to left now. They'll be shooting in front of their bench. Ugly's going the other way. Almost taken away there by Cleary, but Ketterer gets it under control. He feeds it to Dunnick down here in front of us. Dunnick's going to go one-on-one against White. He makes a spin move off the paint, throws it up, falls to the ground, and he gets it up off the glass.
A lot of contact, but no call.
And he got it there, and he takes the lead back now, 23-22. Glaza takes the long three, no good. Rebound there. It's going to be called off the cable up here.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to stop it.
Side.
And it's going to go to Ketterer, and here comes Ugly with their full-court press. And right away, Cleary gets it. Nice play, Varney there. But in the process, Booms took a hit to the stomach, but they had a trap right there. They trapped the pass. Now they lob it up half court to Dunnick. Dunnick gets across the timeline, but he's picked up by Josh White. He goes for the long NBA from the free throw extended in. He went supposedly one step, but it went in.
They're up by one.
25-24, the lead change here. Now Ugly with the ball. Booms takes it to the free throw line, extending his shot short. Varney gets the rebound. He looks to push it. He doesn't have the numbers, so he pulls it back out. Now he gives it to Orban, to Varney. Back to Ketterer. Ketterer drives in the paint, puts the defense for the floater, and he doesn't get it to fall. Liepran tips it out to Booms. Booms pushes it to White, and White's going to wait for some help.
Smart move by the big guy.
He knows he's not supposed to handle that ball. He's probably the only guy out there I wouldn't let handle the ball too much. But he gets it at the free throw line now and finds a Booms open back door. Booms gives it back to him. Now they throw it to Liepran. Liepran's got the mismatch.
Oh,
he goes up and off the glass. Right over Ketterer. There's nothing Ketterer can do.
He's just too quick.
And Liepran gets that shot off so fast. So fast. He doesn't he that's one thing when a big player has footwork that is good as him, and why I said at the beginning of the game, he's one of the premier post players in the area, if not the region. It's his footwork. I mean, he didn't even have to look where he was at. He turned around and shot it, and it went off the glass.
Kids don't realize how important footwork is. It's just huge, especially if you're a post player.
And his free throw was no good, but he got his own rebound to lay it up and in, making it 28-25. And here comes the full-court press. They hand it off to Dunnick. Dunnick now gives it back to Ketterer, who's open coming up the sideline there in front of his bench. He swings it to the top to Varney. Here comes that intense pressure I said you were going to see from Humphrey now. They swing it around over to Varney. Varney gets it back to the top to Dunnick. Dunnick's covered by Liepran. He tries to go paint, split three defenders. And the basket goes in, and they're going to give him the follow through. Yep, they called it. But Galliston looked over at Gettle. Gettle agreed. It's going to be a blocking call there against who'd they pick? They could have picked any one of the three other players.
Three there.
And they picked that. They're going to pick Marshall Liepran. That's going to be his third.
Somehow they have to protect him.
And he's got three fouls early here in the second half. And Dunnick makes it a three-point play at a tie ball game, 28-28. Go ahead.
What are you supposed to coach of Cass City is saying to his kids now?
Take it to Liepran, but I don't think Liepran's the standard fouling person. I think you could probably get away with that with anybody but Liepran.
It's tough, though, when you got a little guard coming down the hall, not to try to stop him.
Josh White takes it to the hoop, and he has the ball stripped away there by Dunnick.
They pretty much invited him in there.
Yeah, they did.
They challenged him to take it to the hole, and he did. Lost it. Off the handle.
Dunnick with the ball at the top of the key. He swings it to the right side. Now back to the top of the court to Varney. Over to the right side to Orban. Orban gets it down inside to Dunnick, and Dunnick gets the favorable roll there on a fadeaway.
Yep.
Makes it 30-28. Kansas City with the lead. Tip from behind, out of bounds. Nope, Glaza chases it down, and he's going to put the three up. It rolls around. Booms tips it away from Erla. Now he tries to throw it off of Erla, but it goes to Josh White, who hands it off to Liepran. He goes up in the paint for the shot. No good. Rebound control there by Dunnick. And Cassidy's coming out making a statement.
Yep, a lot of traffic in there.
Now they feed it up the court to Varney, and Varney's going to get tripped there by Booms, and Booms is going to get the foul. And that's going to be Booms' second foul. And now we're going to see Jason Coffin check into the game. He's coming into the game for Liepran. And that's a good move here on the defensive end. I wouldn't leave him in there.
Yeah, especially under the basket.
So getting ready to check in for Ugly. But he was caught under his basket. He feeds it way out to Varney. Orban was feeling the three. No good. Erla gets the rebound, but he has it tipped in the backcourt by Cleary. Now it's way in the backcourt. Cassidy chases it down in front of the Ugly bench. And Varney, Orban throws it up the court to Varney. Varney loses it out of bounds. and it's going to stay here with Cass City as it was last